This is KCUR 89.3.
We played a dangerous game.
You're listening to a song off of a new album by Kansas City musician Eames. He's also known as Philip Jackson and is a multi-instrumentalist. He plays drums and the ukulele. He also beatboxes and sings. Last month, Eames released his latest EP, Dreams. He recently spoke with Gina Kaufman of KCUR's Central Standard about how his music has changed over time.
I don't think I have a genre. I don't set out to be a genre. I don't set out to make folk or singer-songwriter. I rapped on my last album, and I'm not a rapper. On my last EP, I should say. I just make music.
I've heard that you kind of joke that you don't rap. You now mostly sing, but that you don't rap because you're too skinny to be a rapper?
Yeah, I mean, I say that. I mean, realistically, when I was rapping, I just never felt like I fit in. So in terms of just everything, not just my size or my look, just the gold chains. And I mean, I'm just using small stuff, like everything. I was performing in clubs since about the age of like 17. Some of my older rap songs talking about how we in the club and I ain't even supposed to be in here based on my club. But it just, I don't know. I think I got burnt out on the lifestyle because I started doing it when I was like 16, literally being inside the clubs, rapping and whatnot.
Tell me about the lifestyle.
Okay, here's a good example. This is a good question. No one's ever asked me this. So when I was rapping, shows don't start until like 9 or 10 o'clock at night. You don't hit the stage until like 12, 1 o'clock, and the club closes at 3. I hated that lifestyle.
Like, yeah, that's a nightmare.
Oh,
my nightmare.
Gosh. Could you imagine doing that like 2 times a week? Even the open mics was like that.
The ukulele then enters the picture and changes your sound.
Ukulele. The quick story is, so I was rapping, stopped. I didn't stop rapping. I went on tour doing photography for one of my friends. And I seen how much money singers were making, if we're just going to be honest. And I was like, I'm going to sing from now on. I came back and I was like, I'm going to sing. And I originally started looping and playing piano with the iPad. I was Eames the iPad artist. It was my tagline. And it just kind of started developing different sounds, playing with different instruments, different toys. So I was always a Guitar Center. One day I walk into a Guitar Center and literally the ukulele's on sale. And I am known for just buying stupid stuff. That's my claim to fame. One day, who knows what's coming next? But I get the ukulele. Everyone thinks I'm crazy. I'm walking around in my white tee and baggy jeans with the ukulele. My mom's like, "What are you doing?" I'm like, "Just trust me on this one." I play an open mic, and people love it. And I just stick with it. And I mean, it kind of just turned into what it is today. I guess it was complete accident.
Lost in the wind.
You know, you do sing a lot about your struggles, though, and I'm curious about what the struggles are in particular that you think it's important to speak out about. I mean, you became a dad at 18.
Right. I wouldn't call that a struggle. I remember when the word got out that I was going to, you know, have a kid first. I was a senior in high school. And one of my friends inboxed me on Facebook at the time and was like, "Man, I guess your music career is over. That's it." And I thought that was crazy. To me, that was more of a reason to work harder. I don't have a give up bone in my body. I don't like starting something and not finishing it. So the struggles of music, I mean, that really necessarily wasn't a struggle for me, like trying to make it work. I knew it was going to work, at least in my brain. Like, it just, I had to stick with it. My struggle is more so figuring out how to reach the dream. And I more so try to push people to reach their dreams. I know I'm just built like this, and I've always had a dream. My mom always put that in me to, you know, do what you want to do. But I know a lot of people are lost in trying to figure out what they're doing. So my overall message is to pick a dream and chase it no matter what it is.
That was musician Philip Jackson, better known as Eames, speaking with KCUR's Gina Kaufman. Eames is performing at KCUR's Stockyard Sounds Monday, July 30th. Details and tickets are online at kcur.org/stockyards.